Weekend.
Great to have you with us on America Weekend, Valerie Smaldone and friends. Kathy Gruen is an amazing home cook who has a website, Butterflower Sugar Salt. And we are in the midst of summer. She has a great recipe for two of my favorite elements, lemon and lavender. Kathy?
Thanks, Valerie. I'm really excited to talk about shortbread today. Shortbread is one of those baked goods that is so simple to make. It's very versatile, and it will be a go-to cookie treat item, savory treat that you make all the time. The one thing about shortbread that's so wonderful is that it's a blank canvas that you can either use sweet flavorings to jazz it up, or you can turn it into more of a cracker by using savory flavor combinations. But the main thing about shortbread is the buttery, flaky consistency and texture of it. It's just marvelous. A good piece of shortbread, when you bite into it, you'll taste the butter. Then whatever flavor combinations you're going to use, those will linger as sort of in the back of your throat, but it will just melt in your mouth. I love to make all sorts of different shortbreads. They're very simple. And the one that I recently made is one with lavender and lemon zest. For me, that's just screams summertime. And now that we're towards the end of August, I would like, obviously, to keep summer going. And there's nothing better than imagining a beautiful field of lavender flowers and a big bowl of bright, sunny lemons and combining them. It's just one of my favorite color combinations, being purple and yellow, and flavor combinations. You can get ground lavender online, and it's actually a good thing to keep in your pantry because it's really versatile. You can use it when you bake, you can use it when you cook, you can use it if you're making projects. It's a really nice, you can use it to freshen a room up or some pillows, etc. The one thing I will caution is when you're using flavor combinations when baking, you want to err on the side of caution. So less is more. You don't want to overpower something that you really want to taste the buttery flavor for or with. In this case, for this particular sweet version of shortbread, I used about 1.5 tablespoons of ground lavender and about 1.5 tablespoons of lemon, which is roughly a small to medium lemon. My favorite recipe for shortbread comes from the King Arthur Flour Company. If you're not familiar with them, they're located up in Vermont. It's a wonderful resource. You can certainly find out more about them online. But if you love to bake, you will find all sorts of different flours and flavorings and sugars and pots and pans and everything. Anything related to baking, you will find at the King Arthur Flour Company. I highly recommend them. This particular recipe is the one I've been doing ever since I started making shortbread. And from start to finish, it probably takes about 50 minutes, so it's under an hour, and you get about 2 dozen nice sized pieces of shortbread out of it. When you're making a sweet shortbread, some really good other flavor combinations to consider are, you know, taking the pieces of shortbread, dipping them or drizzling them with either melted caramel or chocolate, and maybe sprinkling some coconut or toasted almonds or a different nut. Another great idea is to take pieces of shortbread and sandwich them, and in between the pieces you could spread some really decadent Nutella, or you could take some really great strawberry jam or whatever type of jam you like and make a sandwich that way. When you make a shortbread that's savory, I really like to have fun with it because they're great to serve when you have friends over for drinks or people are just hanging out. A couple of my favorite flavor combinations are cracked black pepper with rosemary, and I also like to do Parmesan with fresh thyme. Both flavor combinations are really great, and while they sound strong, again, the predominant taste in your mouth is going to be the buttery, flaky shortbread, and it's the flavor combinations that you'll sort of pick up as the aftertaste. This particular recipe that's up on my site is really simple. It's salted butter, confectioner's sugar, vanilla extract, and all-purpose flour. That's it. Now, normally when I bake, I use sweet butter, but in this case, we use salted butter because there's no additional salt in the dough, And because there's no extra liquid in this dough, you don't want to be mixing in granules of salt, because if it doesn't mix well, then you might get a big taste of salt, and that's not really pleasant. So this is the one instance when it is recommended to use salted butter. I think you'll love making shortbread. It's a basic cookie, savory treat that everybody should know how to make, and it will always get smiles. And you can make it. It will store for a couple days, maybe up to a week, in an airtight container, and it's truly delicious. Try some. Let me know what your thoughts are.
The always wonderful Kathy Gruen with great suggestions for baking. And Kathy, you're so right. Having those colors, the lemon yellow and the purple of lavender, is just a great color combination. Thank you so much for that today. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. You never know when your growing green voice will be heard in the Senate. For a year now, California Senator Barbara Boxer has been leading a campaign to ban the hazardous chemical Bisphenol A from children's and sometimes regular consumer products. Bisphenol A is used to make certain types of clear plastics that are shatter-resistant and is commonly found in our daily store-bought plastic water bottles, food containers, and baby bottles. Studies show bisphenol A impedes normal human development from brain to birth defects, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 90% of Americans have bisphenol A levels at or above levels that have triggered disease in animal studies. As you've been thinking green, you've urged your lawmakers to act the same. And now pregnant women get to be forewarned. Good work from the Greeniverse.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be the manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people, we got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.